What about when Panya is there? Otherwise, how can there be the understanding, the distinction between the moment with or without awareness?
The moment
with or without awareness? The distinction between the two.
So can we talk in terms of an example? That part of the 17 moments might be, say, seeing.
It cannot be just seeing without attachment.
Yes, well,
Gusala.
Yes, so if there is, say there is attachment there.
That's why we don't know what happened there at moment of seeing, because we think, so what are in between, we don't know. For example, the Gusala Jitta or Gusala Jitta, which usually are Agusa, but even so, it's not known. When it's not known, we think, so there is gap of unknown reality all the time.
But so that gap is the opportunity for
Panya to arise. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there is no way to have an arahata without any delay at all, even in the process of sense law.
This is very important.
Right. But you see that the best way is not to attach to any result or
yes.
any understanding, but it develops a moment of understanding by itself. Mm. This is the only way to eliminate attachment, because it's always there for eons and eons unknowingly. But by understanding that when there is no understanding of any reality, then avijja, ignorance is there. It has to be there. And we don't know whether there is awareness in between or not, unless when awareness arises. Otherwise, it's sort of thinking that the loka or agusala moments might arise any downward. That's true, because it does not arise just through mind-dome process, but it can arise even at the sense-dome process as well. So it's not the method try to separate or try to distinguish, but developing understanding little by little to see the difference between moment with awareness and moment without awareness. Because it has to be very, very natural as this moment, otherwise the self is there.
Yes.
For example, when there is no understanding about reality at all, how can there be awareness of a characteristic right now? But since we learned that there are no one, no thing, but there are different characteristics of different realities all the time, this can condition moment of awareness of a characteristic by itself. So one can see that there is touching many times a day, usually without awareness. But when there's understanding, who knows at this moment is not just experiencing hardness, but it's always aware of hardness as nothing, no one who is aware, no one who experiences hardness. But when it appears, it means that there must be that reality which can experience it. No world, no one, no people, when it appears as it is. But what hinders is ignorance and loha, which tries and tries in vain.
Yes, to understand.
Very tired.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's not the understanding.
Yes.
So the understanding is the most important thing.
Yes.
It do not mind whether it arises now or then, because when there are not enough conditions for its arising, developing the understanding of anattaness, so that when it conditions awareness, the understanding of anattaness is there. Just a characteristic which can be directly experienced.
So before, when I talked about coming into the restaurant and looking, and
different realities.
Many different realities. But it, somewhere in there is a moment of, because I said to you, how beautiful. So lopa, there's a moment of lopa arises.
It's only naming.
Yes. But it's like the attachment is so fast to arise, so rapid to arise. Mm-hmm. no need to think about I like it or I don't like it. It's there.
No one can stop any process, but there can be awareness of any reality in order to have less attachment to the idea of self. Anything, anytime, because everything has gone completely, never come back. So any moment is awareness. And the object of the awareness cannot be the same. We do not know what will be object of seeing or hearing next moment. So how can we expect to have awareness of such and such reality, because it's always new, newly conditioned.
We can't plan.
But it cannot be other thing than the sixth awareness object. Only sixth awareness. Right now, see?
Yes.
Okay. Only avijja is there, so you cannot understand reality as it is.
I found myself thinking this morning when we were discussing that there are so many moments of visible object. We're seeing so many moments, and yet there is the blindness too. So it's like thinking about that is then. You know,
So we cannot
let.
We cannot jump at all.
Yes, that's right. Maybe that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yes, it's like there is thinking about seeing or thinking about people and things, but clearly the experience of seeing is not there, because there's not an understanding when you say that.
You don't have to think in words that it's smell on a table, but the accumulation of taking the image of that which is left to know, to be known that is something. But when there is the understanding of this world object, even in our flesh, that is that which is seen. This is the beginning, little by little, to become less attached to whatever it is, because it's just that which can be seen.
And that's why it doesn't, a little bit like what Sarah was saying yesterday, which I kind of connected with Sarah about, don't need to count or measure or, you know, it's happening, it's gone, it's, you know, it's, yes.
So it's like follow the currents, the rising and falling away of realities until awareness arises. It's gone completely. Against the current is the self.
Yes, that's right.
That's right. The one who wants, yes. The one that wants to determine, to make things happen.
So that term stream enterer is very much about really being part of the current.
And while you're trying to catch, it's not the moment of understanding. Because it has arisen, and no one can change the characteristic of that which has arisen and arrived. Even thinking about it is different from understanding with awareness.
Trying to catch is trying to do something.
Trying to think, trying to do, trying to change, trying to know.
You cannot do anything to make awareness and understanding arise. It will arise when the conditions are right and there is enough growth of understanding.
So right thinking and right understanding knows that it takes time from eon to eon, and like people in the time of Sumedha, after Tipankarana Buddha foretold the Sumedha that he would become enlightened after such and such time. People in those days were so glad that even they could become enlightened at this time, they could have next time, next Buddha. For 24 Buddhas who passed before Sumedha can become enlightened, but they still appreciate the teachings, it's so true that it can be known one day.
So that's different to us because we say, how long?
Yes, that's right.
It shows how...
Because reality is a test whether there is what degree of understanding.
Yes.
There is the understanding that it's just the reality that can be seen, but it does not stop the process of thinking and knowing what is what. But since there is always the process which knows what is what, not the understanding of the nature of visible object as it is, so one knows that what is developed and when it develops, of what reality. Not about everything else, but just visible object right now. To know that it can be seen, like this can be experienced.
Do you think a lot, Ajahn?
Processes. Okay, stop. But it depends on whether there is understanding or no understanding. Or whether there is regret or no regret. When it's panya, no regret. Because it can understand any time and understand anything.
Okay.
No selection. What's gone is gone. We have talked a lot about visible object, but in the day, is there any moment that is the idea about visible object as it's seen? That's all.
Anything else, like you said, anything else detracts.
So one knows and understands one's own accumulation, one's own right understanding. So the question whether can Panya know how much one knows, and is Panya itself, no doubt. And talking about Panya, when it does not know reality right now, it's not Panya. Yes. When it's not understanding of our reality right now as it is, it's not Panya. Of that degree. They try to know, I don't know what, not reality right now. So that cannot be Panya.
Could Panya lower levels could help in higher Panya? The pariyati.
Yes, but it has to be the right pariyati. It's not just the word and the book.
Yeah.
For example, like whether seeing is permanent or not, it's in the book. Anyone can say that it's not permanent, but it's not this moment of seeing which is not permanent. So the right pariyatta will lead to better understanding of reality right now. And we don't have to name that it is sati-sampajanya or sati-patthana. No need to say whether it's nama or rupa, because the characteristic tell whether it is nama or rupa. But many namas and many rupas, how come we can say just a word? That which experiences or that we can know is nama. And we don't specify the details.
But Lorda doesn't have the other. He said he had no answer for his question, but he cannot hear very well.
Maybe when he listens to the tape, because there were many answers to his question, like through that discussion this morning. So maybe when he gets a chance. It's interesting to observe somebody else, they ask a question and the answer is given, and other people think that's the answer, but the person who asked the question doesn't think that's the answer. It's interesting, easy to see for the other, but not for the...
He was not sure.
Yes.
How can there be doubt about that which is seen now, because it is seen? So one can see them. Avicca, ignorance, even is like this.
But he doesn't see the connection of seeing now for his problem with karma.
But what about us? What about... Well, do we?
The seeing is not thinking.
Yeah. Seeing
so
is not thinking.
You don't have to say the seeing is vipaka. But how come?
How come
to see when time comes at the right moment?
Yeah. that is from our rich conditions result. And we don't understand yet unless we are aware.
By seeing the difference between vipaka and kusala and akusala, one can see that no one can have the seeing at will at all. But after seeing, people think differently by accumulation, but seeing has to be seeing, conditioned by the contact of the eye base and the visible object unexpectedly. So if you don't say that it's vipaka, but what condition does the moment of contact of the two very short reality like Chakkhupasatha, the eye base, and the visible object, if we know how fast it is, so rapid, so what can condition that? People see different things. Each moment is conditioned. But even there is no seeing, there can be thinking. So we can see that thinking is not conditioned like seeing. And why people sometimes have the eye base and some people do not have eye base. If it's not by karma and by condition, we can condition that. And especially the first moment in life, who can select what type of citta to arise and what condition that it is not karma. And if you don't talk about the kusala cause and the akusala cause, then we have wrong idea that this person can make such and such vipaka arise. But since the akusala karma condition the akusala vipaka for sure by reasoning, and kusala vipaka conditions kusala vipaka. So does anyone believe like the reason like this? Or is the reason at all? Even everyone has the same thing, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, but the experience are different again. So what conditions then? When there is the understanding that that is not known yet, like whispered object or sound, shouldn't there be a moment of understanding it? Because one realizes that one doesn't know it yet, as it is. Instead of thinking a lot about that which does not appear, but now whatever appears is not known with right understanding yet. The more we listen to it, the more there is attention until there is awareness with right understanding. Like this moment is not known with panya, but it's here. So there can be understanding of the characteristic which is hard. Even there are other realities arise, mingle with this, but by listening one knows that there is no one at all except the moment of experiencing. So it's not self, and there's no one, no me, no other people. Only different realities. So the intellectual understanding has to go very deep down to the marrow. No doubt about reality right now. The more one understands, the more there's no wish to have anything arising. But there are conditions for the arising of understanding.
To the marrow.
Yeah. An intellectual understanding that deep to the marrow.
Go down little by little, deeper and deeper, to eliminate anusaya from time to time until it's gone completely.
Anusaya,
the latent tendency.
That would be direct understanding, not intellectual understanding.
Without intellectual understanding, there would never be the direct understanding at all.
That would be intellectual understanding that is conditioned by direct understanding.
What conditions what?
Well, by each condition each other, I suppose. So the higher, the deeper levels of intellectual understanding have to be conditioned by a certain level of direct understanding.
Without intellectual understanding, there is no condition. direct awareness. Because we talk and talk about visible object and seeing, see, in order to have the panya, not forget about what appears now.
A minute ago you said if we realize there's no awareness or understanding, shouldn't there be then a moment of some understanding of reality? But it seems to me that often when we're aware, there's no understanding. There's no particular reality.
Can you say that that is awareness?
No, it's not awareness. No. But when we're aware, there's no understanding. Can you say that it's awareness?
Awareness is not panya. Without panya, can right awareness arise and be aware of the characteristic of a reality as a reality? So there must be some understanding enough to condition right awareness. But panya is not enough to see or to understand as it is. That's why the development of awareness is awareness develops on and on and on, little and little. No one develops awareness, but awareness itself develops while it arises and is aware. It's more keen to be aware. For example, visible object, or the object which is seen, without understanding that there is no one, and it doesn't matter at all whether it's red or white or anything, just a moment of being seen, that's it.
So we don't care what color.
At moment of caring, there is attachment. As soon as that. So panya has to see the very, very fine attachment, so it can eradicate that fine attachment. That is there, even just a little bit is there.
But we may be happy that there are so many colors, but we don't care, and we may have still attachment to that.
No understanding?
No understanding.
But the understanding that whatever appears is just for a time and never come back at all. Only thinking and memory keeps on thinking about it again and again. But the reality is completely gone. And we just dream or think or wish to have it again and again. But it cannot be the same one at all.
I think what you said a minute ago, awareness just grows.
With some level of understanding.
There's no I'm developing awareness or anything like that.
It has a reason, so who manage it or who make it to arise? No one. It's the way to understand the anatomies of realities, especially the awareness, because some people would like to have it so much that they try to have conditions for its arising.
Well, I think we all have a lot of accumulations to want to try and, you know.
But Pandya can see that it's not the way.
It's not the way.
Yeah.
And when one realizes that it is a case of awareness just grows, then there can be confidence in patience for it to develop that way rather than any idea of having to develop.
Whenever there is awareness, what would you like to have?
More.
It's not the development, yeah, which right. Can detach from, not clinging to it, because it's just a reality.
Actually, if I could just say my own experience, it seems, I wouldn't say there seem to be moments of awareness, but it seems that awareness has grown.
Okay.
I think because there's some better understanding of it, but when those moments of awareness were, I have no idea.
How many moments you have for the experiencing of progress?
No idea.
See, just completely gone without any understanding. So it seems like there is none of an experience at all because of no awareness. You can say that it's hard when you are asked, but not knowing the hardness with awareness.
If there were moments, would they be remembered? Like if you asked that question and there had been moments of awareness of hardness, would it
be awareness, but not necessary to remember how long or how many times?
Right. Yeah.
Because it's all about to become more detached instead of being detached.
Can there be a growth in awareness without knowing when the moments of awareness
So it's not awareness. You cannot say that it's awareness. Even touching, you know that there is touching, experiencing heart there. But when awareness is there, don't you know that it's awareness which arises and is aware, different from moment of just experience without awareness. Panya is panya. Panya knows. When it's not know and when it's not understanding, it's not panya. No matter you call it panya or what else, but it's not panya. But there is the difference.
Maybe what you're describing is a subtle growth of panya that can't distinguish between awareness and panya yet.
And when you see that awareness is not panya, awareness is moment of being aware of a characteristic. But panya is so weak. But anyway, since awareness is aware of a characteristic, one begins to see the characteristic as a characteristic. Until each moment is only the experience of a characteristic, one at a time. So natural. Be understood, even not to anyone especially, but any life must be like that. And it's just nothing, because between life and death, there's only different moment of experiencing an attachment. No one can get anything. Everything is happening, arising and passing away.
So old age, is old age different?
I think it depends on many conditions, like the accumulation of feelings and memory or wisdom. It depends.
Yes. Well, I look at Nina and Ludwig. And like you are the same, we are talking about getting old and that, Nina. You are about the same age as my mother, and you know, you can do many things and you're not unwell and that sort of thing. So it is different from person to person. On a conventional level, I think Ajahn was just saying you don't have to be old to think about the body as burden, is that?
When we talk about old age, we think only about the body.
Yes.
Yeah. But the feeling and citta performs the function it used to, rising and passing.
Yes. So citta doesn't get old.
It depends on if you think that how long one lived. But actually, its age is very short. Yes.